This is Passport to Texas. I predict the next big trend in food production, at least for small farm and commercial operations and backyard gardening enthusiasts, will be aquaponics.
Simply, aquaponics is a combination of aquaculture and hydroponics.
Monica McGarity, an aquatic invasive species biologist, coordinates permits for exotic species. She says the basic premise of aquaponics is simple.
Waste created from the fish is used to feed the plants and is typically a completely closed recirculating system.
Of course, in practice, aquaponics is more involved, and there are rules, permits, and fees to consider. Oh, and fish.
Some folks do use species that are native to Texas, including catfish and sunfish. The department does not regulate those as long as the brood fish come from an aquaculture source, not from the wild populations. But when it comes to these exotic, harmful, or potentially harmful species, an exotic species permit may be required. The key distinction is going to be whether they're engaging in personal aquaponics or commercial aquaponics. If they're not selling the fish and the fish are Mozambique tilapia, then a permit is not required.
Monica McGarity returns tomorrow to tell us more about aquaponics in Texas. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series and funds diverse conservation projects in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.